Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
And good rising to all my lovely, lovely, lovely love trippers. And welcome back to another week, to another morning, guys. It is another morning. It is an early morning. And it was a late night for your girl, your conductor, E. But don't you worry. I'm a safe driver, a safe traveler, and I will get you down this road. Maybe a little rocky, a little bumpy, but that's all right, because today's topic is how do you perfect your process and earn your success, my loves. So, you know, nothing's perfect. You're not born perfect. You don't start off perfect. Your Monday doesn't always begin perfect. But if you protect every step of your process and you take the time to perfect every step of your process, guess what you can earn? Your success. Yes. And so let's just get this morning started off with a little bit of housekeeping, a little bit of goodness, a little bit of love, and all of that good stuff. And let's just say We're on another journey at this moment. You guys are pulled on board because you guys are my lovely listeners, and you come back week after week for whatever love it is. And I see someone actually has followed us on the homepage. So kudos to you, because I know a lot of our followers come in from different mediums, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and things of that nature. Wasn't really expecting to have too many people come in for Blog Talk, but I love you nonetheless. And if you came in from some other area, please be feel free to let me know either on the feed, on the channel, the network, on the blog, somewhere here, on the station. I don't know, wherever you choose to let us know. Just let me know where you're listening from, whether you're in your car, whether you're listening from Facebook, whatever it is. I want to know. I want to figure out how I can best reach you and all of the rest of the lovelies that are around. And for anyone who is tuning in on Blog Talk, what's up? What's up? What's up? Sorry, guys. We were watching Martin last night. I love you all, and I am so happy that you guys are listening, and I'm so happy that you guys are getting something from these morning messages that I dropped for you, as well as our journey thus far on the Monday train. And so, like I said, today's message will be perfect your process, earn your success, and we're going to talk about how you not only perfect your process, but you also protect your process, and just make sure you're able to do the best of the best. And like my mom always says, you do good so you can do good. You know, that's the only way to be. What else are you going to do? You don't want to do bad, because if you do bad, you're going to do bad. And that's not cool. Ain't nobody got time for that. All right, so you guys see that I'm extra hyped this morning, and I am extra ready to get this train rolling. And if I'm not mistaken, because it is now 7:07, and you guys have been listening in for 7 minutes, we are already rolling. Didn't even know it. But first, let's talk about this house cleaning and housekeeping and house everything and house organizing and house living. And let's talk about the love trips for a second. And I'm going to start here, because if you guys didn't know, I don't know if you knew. I don't know if you was keeping up. I'm not even sure if you was counting. Last week, we finished up talking about the game and the game of life, and how you are you're the master of your own game. Like, the game was written specifically for you, by you, so you should not have a problem with winning. They ain't gonna say it's easy, because you was awesome. You were the master of your plan, and you made sure before you touched down here and you was able to walk, crawl, whatever it was on this lovely planet, that you made a challenge for yourself. You set up some obstacles and some roadblocks, and you're continuing to set up some obstacles and some roadblocks that you'd be like, oh my gosh, cannot believe I did that. But you did do that, and we talked about that last week, and we made it through the list of the elements of Loveology, and that is something I like doing so far. I'm noticing that it's so much easier to, as opposed to say, hey guys, we're going to study Loveology today on the radio. No. How about we just talk Loveology? Because when you talk Loveology, you never really have to mention Loveology to get the game popping. And so we've made it through all of the elements of Loveology, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. In some forms, it's not even the tip, baby. It's just a portion of the tip of the iceberg, because, see, Loveology is not just elements. It's sciences, as well as its actual creative functions. So it's like applications and exertions. It's a lot. It's not just that. So when you see seven elements of Loveology, know that there are also seven steps. And know that there are also seven sciences, and there are also seven applications, thus seven exertions, because the applications and exertions, though they follow the same name, they are two different things, because the application is to apply something, exertion is to emit the energy. So you can start applying something before you even really pay attention to the exertion of the energy that you're putting into. And the moment you start moving and utilizing more energy to cause something to happen, then that application that you placed upon something becomes even better. You feel me? So think about washing your car. You decide that you need a clean car, so you begin to apply steps or apply sciences or apply energy towards that car. Well, simultaneously, you begin to exert energy towards the washing of that car and the taking care of that car. And the more energy you decide that you want to exert in the application process, guess what, bruh? The cleaner your car becomes and the nicer your car becomes, because the more you decide to do, maybe you initially just wanted to wash it off or rinse it off with some water. But then you say, you know, I'm going to go a step further and I'm going to actually add some water and some soap suds, and I'm going to get this joint squeaky clean. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you do. And so then you apply a little more energy because you say, you know what, I don't just want to wash my car and soap it up. I'm going to also dry that car and give it a little shine out this joint. And then you go a step further and say, hey, I'm feeling good today. I'm going to wax and polish the car. And guess what? Now the application that you began with turns into like, whoa, like it just blows up, blows out the frame. And that's what we mean when we talk about primary applications and exertions. And that's in a nutshell, guys. So, you know, like I said, good morning, good morning, good morning. We just finished up a whole seven elements of loveology. We started in the beginning. I believe we went through the steps in some form or fashion. Didn't really knock them down like I would knock them down if I was doing a class. But either way, you got the point. You understand exactly what you need to do to get your life together. So now that we have the elements and we have partially the steps, I won't talk too much about the sciences. That we'll save that for the classrooms. But we're going to talk about this house cleaning today. And the reason we're talking about house cleaning is because I want to get you guys involved in the process of love trips, because love trips everything. Love trips everything. Like, that's my motto lately. And if you don't know, then guess what? Your girl about to inform you. We have not only Love Trips the Station right here that you are listening to, you are tuned in to right now this lovely, lovely morning, but we also have the channel that is coming. It is coming. There are a few videos up on the channel, but your girl has a catalog of content that is waiting to be dropped. But life sometimes gets you so out of whack, and guess what, so unorganized. And in my process, that is where I am, getting organized and getting all of this content edited, footage edited, as well as some of these episodes mashed down to be placed on YouTube for those of you out here who prefer to listen to YouTube, or prefer to add things to your playlist like I do and work on and listening to it throughout your day at work. If you are that person, then I am coming to YouTube for you. And YouTube is also going to be tailored to my lovely ladies. And it is going to feature me, myself, and I doing like things that women love to do, you know, makeup, talks, chit-chats, and just really, really touching down on life. Because I find that We need a lot of that. And the more I go out in public and the more I talk to women and females, like they're different. But the more I go out into public and I talk to you lovely ladies, as well as men. And men really are getting to a point where they want to know what it is that women need from men. And that is a great thing. And so that being said, when I talk to the lovely ladies and I find out, oh, these are things that ladies really need from the men, hey, I want to talk about those things. I want to give you those things, because me and Frank have pillow talk all the time, and it's about what men need to do to step up to protect
the women, so that when everyone's in this process of perfecting your process, you know, you can get it popping and you can do what it needs to be done. So that's what's popping off over at the channel. And you can find that. It's at yahoo.com, and you can / Egypt English, and you should be able to pull that up. You can search Egypt English, and you should be able to find me somehow, some way there. We ain't popping that much yet, but we're about to get it popping. And next up is The Feed. Of course, you can find me on Instagram on The Feed, and that is at _LeideEnglish, LEIDE English. There you go. Y'all got that. Y'all can find it somewhere around here. So, yeah, like, that's where you can find me. You can find me on The Feed, and that's where you keep up with my daily life and things like that that I try to post here and there. And last but not least, right now, you guys follow me or like the network, which is on Facebook. So it's Facebook / Love Trips Network. And just go there and connect. Just drop a like, and the more we get stuff moving, the more stuff that comes up. You guys, we're going to be popping. We're going to get it on. We're going to get it going. We're going to get moving and journeying and all of that stuff down this road, so we can all correspond together and feed off of each other's love, and energy, and one and the same, love and energy. And last but not least, I said this just once, I just said this a second ago, but you guys know the blog. Follow me on the blog. That's EgyptEnglish.com. We always keeping it 100 there. All right, so until I come back from this, you know, lovely little moment of breakage, I want you guys to tune in to Kindle Tea with One Love. And it's a cover of, guess who? You know, it's Bob Marley out this joint. But Kendall T about to give you a little spin on it. Love you.
One love.
My loves, we are back, and that was Kendall T with One Love. I love that song.
I love Bob Marley. I love Kendall T for singing that song and doing it good justice, you know? I love anyone who loves love. So if you're willing to sing one love, you get one up for me, because you got to love something if you're able to sing that song and do a good job by it. You feel me? You got to be able to feel the love, the one love. And I felt the one love, and I hope you guys do too. And now, back to this perfecting and protecting and protecting and perfecting your process. So what does it mean, first of all, to protect your process? Let's go there first. To protect, to protect your process, that means you don't allow someone else to come into your process and tell you that your process ain't your process and that you need to work or fix your process. You feel me? Now, don't get that twisted. People can give you constructive criticism. I know we don't like those, but people can do it. People can lend you their advice, whether you take it or not. People can help you figure things out in your process. Somebody can sit down with you and talk to you and help you hash out the things that you need to perfect in your process. But never allow someone to come in and derail your process and tell you, no, 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 scratch all of what you're doing right now. You need to do it this way or the highway. And I say this, and I think about being a wife. And me and Frank, we go toe-to-toe sometimes, you know. We have moments because I'm the woman in the relationship, and typically the woman has a tendency to be a lot nitpickier. And so sometimes I'll be upset with him for something that he didn't do the way I feel like he should have did, or I feel like I would have did it a certain way. And sometimes I have to really take a step back and say, I can't dictate how he goes about his life. And I know he can listen to this a little later and be like, oh, I wish you would do that more often, but or take this advice more often. But it's true. As a wife, I have a tendency to want things picture perfect my way. But your way and your process is not someone else's way, is someone else's process. They may be able to learn from your process and grow from your process, but they're not going to be able to process things the way you process things just because you are two different people. It's not like you just went to the store and you got a Dell computer and there's a million other ones of the same model and make on the shelf and they all process things with the same Intel processor. No, it's a big difference when you're talking humans and human beings and their different bodies, physical spiritualities and souls and all of that other good stuff. It's different for everybody. So your process needs to be protected, meaning you need to know that your process is your process and that no one else can perfect it but you. So you protect it by honoring it and making sure that everything that you put into your process is a product. There you go. Everything you put in your process is a product of you, of your thoughts, your understandings, your experiences, your lessons learned, your wants, your desires, your needs, all of that needs to be reflected in your process. Now, think of your process after completed as a completed jigsaw puzzle. Bam. Think about that. When I was young, my first puzzle ever completed was a thousand piece puzzle that my mom had purchased for me, and I think I was maybe under the age of 12. I know I had to be like under the age of 12. And I was really young. I'm pretty sure I was really young. I know I was under the age of 12, but I can't tell you exactly what grade I was in. But either way, it was a 12 piece and a biscuit. But it was a 1,000 piece puzzle, and it was a Pocahontas puzzle. And I remember it was the scene of Pocahontas sitting under Grandmother Willow and all of her little animal friends were around her, and she was, believe if I'm not mistaken, is when she first found out that John Smith and all of the immigrants or the colonists were coming over. And so I love that puzzle. I really do, because it was a challenge for me. I had never done anything that huge. I had never put that together. And that was such a magnificent accomplishment for me.
And not saying I couldn't have done it, but it was such a magnificent accomplishment because for days I sat in the kitchen floor with cardboard and I put that together by myself mostly. My mom helped a little here. My dad helped some. I'm pretty sure my little brother kicked some pieces around. And I don't know if, no, my little brother probably helped. My little sister, she probably, my ace probably kicked some pieces around and hid some pieces. But I perfected it. And what happened was I got so accomplished, my mom took the time to glue the puzzle together. She put it together, and we kept it for so long. She hung it up on the wall. And then finally, as I got older, we sold it and made a decent little penny off of it, probably to somebody who's a little kid. I don't know. But think of your process like that puzzle. Your process is a bunch of scattered pieces. Note the morning message, guys. Your success lies waiting in your scattered puzzle pieces. Your success is a process in the making. Your process is a puzzle in the fixing and in the completing. So everything that you do from this day forward, because I told you this, needs to be a process of putting your pieces together. So I look at it from my own perspective. And I'll leave you with this. Love Trips has been a process for 2.5 years in the making. Love Trips, the blog, for anyone who doesn't know, I have about 300 followers who have been rocking with me from day one, just about. Not all of them been there for day one. But we're going to just say the majority of have been rocking for quite some time now. And so, but that was a process. And we talk about this all the time at the blog. Your process is your process, and you have to make sure that you are doing what's best for your process. And I can't tell you what's best for your process. I can tell you the steps, hint, Loveology. I can tell you the elements. I can tell you the science behind it. I can tell you all of that. But I can't touch down in your life and tell you without you giving me every single piece of what's in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit, in your being, impossible. I cannot tell you what your process needs to look like, because Egypt ain't you, baby. Egypt is not you, and Egypt cannot be there to tell you that. So with that being said, you have to be able to perfect your own process. You have to be able to do what you need to do to make sure that your life is functioning the way you want your life to function, the way you need to function. And I say that wholeheartedly. Like, I say that, and I say it with so much love and so much admiration of the process that I know you can perfect, of the process that I know you will perfect, because it's in your nature to do so. It is in your destiny to do so. And so I can't stop it. So imagine if it was a train and you was on a track right now, which you are. Know that your process is you being able to perfect that. Know that your process is you getting your life to a point where you're able to see each of the things that you've started, and you're able to, you know, just organize them. You're able to make sure that they fit, that they're working in your favor, that you're able to see the end of the road, and you're able to pay attention to what is there to come. And right now, I'm attempting to get the ending song taken care of. I'm attempting to get all of that up and running. But it seems that we're having some technical difficulties up here on the station. And so I may not get to play you guys the end song and close it out that way. But just know that clearly right now, as we talk about processes, we're going through a process. We're having to try to figure out what to do about the situation that I have here. And don't worry, it's okay, because I love talking to you guys. And I love letting you know that everyone's process is different. You're going to be at a point in your life where you're not even really sure what to do next. But know that next is coming, regardless of whether you're prepared for it or not. So take up everything that you have and make it work for you. When I say Love Trips everything, Love Trips is my process right now, because Love Trips, the blog, has helped me be consistent with something. It has helped me make sure that every week I'm posting something for my audience. even if I'm busy and I don't even know what I want to say, I'm finding out ways to really do that, to really, really make sure that I am being creative every day. And Love Trips the Blog has created Love Trips the Station within me. And thus, that part of the process is still being perfected. And so on and so forth. The channel is a process to be perfected. And no one can tell me that I'm not able to complete what I'm completing. Why? Because I am able to do so because I want to. My protected process, there you go, my protected process told me, hey, girl, you can do whatever you want to do. Just keep doing what you do. Ain't nobody going to tell you nothing else. Can't nobody tell you nothing else. And sure enough, here we are today on Love Trips the Station episode, I don't even know what. And we are doing this. We are rolling. We are moving together, guys. And I love you all. I love you all. I love you, love you, love you all. Maya Understaker, Meander Stagon, why you guys are awesome. I hope you have a great day wherever you're headed, wherever you are now. I love you, and we're going to get out of here, and we're going to go out with Materio and Max Landy, and they're going to sing about some old-fashioned love, because old-fashioned is what we need, and your process is old-fashioned, because you set up your process before you got here. How about that? I love you, I love you, I love you. Until next week.
Something new, and I don't need no drugs because I'm all doped up on you. Don't need much, but I need you.